to the Dennis Prager Show. Coming to you today from San Francisco on my way to Houston. I didn't get to downtown San Francisco. I would have given you a report. It would have been fascinating, but I just didn't get to downtown proper. I'm thinking about the truckers in Canada. The contempt that the elite of the left have for workers is the same as for every other group. I have known this since I studied Marxism at Columbia. That was my field, amazingly. I never thought it would be relevant to America. I thought I was studying a doctrine that appealed to foreigners, and Americans understood its evil, pure, undiluted evil. If evil exists, Marxism is evil. And so what Marxism did with workers was use them. Marx cared about workers as much as you care about, I don't know, think of something you absolutely don't care about. The worker to the Marxist is a vehicle to power. That's all it is. Workers, labor unions were destroyed the moment the communists got into power. We're not going to let workers unite. That's a joke. Workers of the world unite. You have nothing to lose but your chains, as the Communist Manifesto ends. It's a joke. And the same thing with feminists and women. Feminists don't care about women. They use women to help the feminist movement. The feminist doctrine was, Betty Friedan was a Marxist. And the use of women is the same for the feminist movement as the use of workers is for the Marxists. The use of blacks is the same for Democrats as the use of women and the use of workers. Groups are used. If feminists cared about women, they would be demonstrating vociferously on behalf of keeping women's sports for women. But they don't. They are leftists much more than they are pro-women. I wrote this 30 years ago. I see it every day. The same now in Canada. The left doesn't care about workers. The left cares about power. So the left is far more the party of the rich than the party of the middle class. That's true in America. It is true in Canada. These people are heroic. They are fighting for their jobs. People get angry at them for clogging the streets of Ottawa. I totally understand that. I would be angry, too, if I didn't agree with the cause. But what are they supposed to do? This is what I would like people to answer. What is a trucker supposed to do? You cannot have a livelihood. You cannot have the job you have had all these years of your adult life if you refuse to take a vaccine that does not work. That is the state of the left. That's what it supports. Have no income. Have no dignity. You will grovel. We will destroy your life if you do not take a vaccine that does not work. What it's also, one might add, of course, it's one of the most solitude jobs in the world. When you sit in your cab, whom exactly will you infect with your theoretical illness? What if you had COVID? It is now stated categorically, except by liars, liars with MDs, liars with PhDs, and liars in politics. But they're liars, and I very rarely use that word. They lie when they tell you that natural immunity is not as good as vaccinated immunity. The vaccine was made, in any event, against one protein, which creates the virus that harms people or gives people COVID. Natural immunity protects you against all the proteins. But hey, what does a lay talk show host know? I'll tell you what he knows. He knows that God demands that we tell the truth. That's what I know. I wish that were true for the American Medical Association. I'd like an answer to the question. What is, let's say a trucker had COVID, has natural immunity. What should he say? You know, you're right. I'm going to take a vaccine, which might hurt me, can't help me, or I have no livelihood. What? It's an honorable policy. Oh, Canada, glorious and free. That's the national anthem. It's about as true as land of the free and home of the brave is of the American national anthem. Canadians once wanted to be glorious and free. Now they want to be leftists. Which is neither glorious nor free. Same with home of the brave and land of the free. 1-8-PRAGER-776 is the number. And what do you think of the money that was being raised, and now they're told the money will be taken away? I mean, we're watching evil before our eyes, and because the New York Times and Washington Post and CNN, well, it's stupid to write note CNN, nobody. Not nobody, but very few watch it. More people listen to this show than watch the highest rated program on CNN. More people watch my fireside chat than watch the highest rated program on CNN. So it's an interesting figure to note. That's my question to you. I would love to have an answer. Those of you who object to the truckers, what are they supposed to do? Get vaccinated and shut up? What are they supposed to do? Well, living through an amazing time, and I'll tell you, if American truckers join them, then you will see the beginning. Maybe it'll be truckers that will lead us to freedom. It's very, very possible. Be a great day in the annals of the profession of driving a truck, who will in fact lead us to back to liberty in the Western world. You never know where it will begin. Never do. Crime is up 40% in New York City in January, and it was high last year. So what do you say about that? What is the cause? Is that COVID? What caused that? The asinine belief on the left that you go soft on criminals, isn't that beyond belief? The only people who can say go soft on criminals, generally speaking, are those who are not in the position of being likely targets of criminals. They live in gated communities or gated home. They have an alarm system. They don't travel into dangerous areas. And so theoretically, like everything on the left is theoretical. It's theoretical that men give birth. It's theoretical that you let criminals back on the street, and you will not pay a price in crime in the country or in your city. It's the realm of theory. That's why the bad ideas generally come from universities. If you have a bad idea, you suffer for it, right? There are consequences. But for professors, there are no consequences for bad ideas. They get their salary, no matter how foolish and destructive an idea that they come up with. It is the only profession in the world for which there are no consequences to bad ideas. Fascinating, isn't it? If you own a business and you have a bad idea, you end up closing your business. But if you're a professor and you have a bad idea, you get tenure and you get published. 38.5% surge in overall crime last month. Thefts, rapes, grand larceny, robberies, felony assaults, burglaries. It's astonishing. shootings went up by 31%, and that's over a high year. 1-8-PRAGER-776.
The Dennis Prager Show.
You have homeowners insurance for a good reason, because without it, a fire, flood, or burglary could destroy you financially. But there's another major crime your homeowner's policy does not cover. It's called home title fraud. The FBI calls home title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes, and it can ruin you financially, which is why you should consider Home Title Lock. Title fraud happens when a criminal forges your signature on documents stating you sold your home to him. Then he takes out loans against your home and leaves you with the payments. You'll spend a fortune in legal fees trying to prove you didn't commit fraud. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title. The instant they detect anyone, from a cyber thief to a renter to a relative trying to forge their way onto your home's title, they help shut it down. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And enter radio for your 60-day money-back guarantee. That's code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. Here, you should, and we'll read to you when I get back to L.A. some of the reactions of the 50 people who got copies. Random people who wrote in said they had, you know, not particular interest in getting a Passover Haggadah. They don't even know the word Haggadah. But it turns out that it's life-changing, like my Rational Bible series. It's the Rational Passover Haggadah. And if you care about good and evil, if you care about human suffering, if you care about a rational approach to God, miracles, etc., that's the book. It's as important as my Rational Bible series. And it's at the Prager store now with autographed copies. Just go to the store and you'll see. All right, we're living through a very, very remarkable time in American and world history. What is fascinating is it's truly, there's a battle. I used to say, this was a major theme in my life, that we're in a civil war and only one side is fighting. Remember, I would say that all the time. The left is fighting, and most Republicans were stunningly naive. I mean, it was painful. They didn't do the damage Democrats did, but they did nothing to stop the Democrats from changing the country, because they were naive. They weren't bad. They were naive. And naivete in an adult leads to very bad things. It's okay if you're naive when you're 6, but not when you're 60. It means that you want to be naive. It means you want to live in a make-believe world. Because if you don't live in a make-believe world, you have to fight. Most people are not fighters, Republicans especially, because they have basically happy lives. They're preoccupied with their family or their community or their business or all of them. They want to be left alone and lead an idyllic life, which only America really has allowed for vast numbers of people, a sort of idyllic life. Idyllic life doesn't mean painless. There is no such thing as a painless life. You want to be painless, you die. That's how it happens. There's no pain in the grave. Well, maybe there is. I hope there is for the truly evil. I hope there is ultimate justice. I sort of, my emotional sanity rests on the belief that there is a good God who judges humanity. I want the good rewarded and I want the bad punished. Otherwise, there's no justice in the world that was created. But anyway, the Republicans wouldn't fight, and now a lot of Americans are fighting back. They have awakened to the fact that the left is a completely destructive force, that their lives will lose all their dignity should the left gain power. The left is the antithesis of human dignity. We will feed you, we will clothe you, we will educate you. You are a nothing. You are nothing. You can't take care of yourself. You are a child. The left's view of the human condition is you are children. We are the ones who will take care of you. And if you do not want to be taken care of, you are a bad person. You are a capitalist, or you are a perfectionist, or whatever ist they can have. Isn't that interesting? So important to understand. They don't want adults. They want you to be a child. And people accept it because people rather be taken care of than be free. Not all people. The hope of the founders of America was that Americans would not opt for being taken care of over freedom. That was the hope. And it was true for much of American history that Americans preferred liberty over being taken care of. But there is an awakening. Who would ever think Canadian truckers will be the vehicle to sanity and liberty? Remember, it's not just liberty. They're mocked for the idea of liberty. Oh, you're free to kill people with COVID. No, this is as much a battle. Canadian truckers are battling as much for truth as they are for liberty. They don't even know it. I don't even think they know it. The gigantic lie that if you had COVID, you don't have immunity, you still have to get a vaccine. The gigantic lie that masks are anything but a piece of cloth that is useless, worse than useless. It stops people from seeing one another. So I walked through the airport yesterday in L.A. and in San Francisco with no mask on. And it's a very interesting thing. That's what I do. I put it on when I go on the plane because I don't want to be thrown off a plane. And then what did I read? Somebody sucked a lollipop the whole flight, and they were they didn't have to put on a mask because they were eating. I think that all the whole airplane should now bring on lollipops. I mean, that people believe that they're worth anything. It's the power of the emotion over the brain is very sobering. So I walk through the airport without a mask, and I always expect to get a dirty look, or somebody approach me, whether it would be a civilian or some policeman or other member of authority. Nobody says anything. The only time I've been approached 3 times by police to thank me for my work always startled me because I thought they were coming over to tell me to put on a mask. I wish more of you would do that. It's not easy. It's very hard to stick out. But remember, all good is done by outliers. Not all outliers do good, but all good is done by outliers. I'm telling you, if 25%, just 1 out of 4 people at airports stopped wearing masks, it would be a blow for truth, for science, and for freedom. People ask what they could do. It's not easy. I'm a gutsy guy. I got thick skin. And I acknowledge to walk through the airport with no mask on, you think everybody's looking at you? Nobody's looking at you. But even if they do, if there are enough of us, I saw one other person without a mask. It was the first time. I don't remember if it was San Francisco or L.A. But if you want to know what you can do, that's something you can do. And if somebody says, why don't you wear a mask? Well, if you had COVID or a vaccine, say that. I'm vaccinated. Or I had COVID. My answer is, why aren't you wearing a mask? Mask is because I'm rational. And I don't know what they would say to that because it hasn't happened. Truckers are onto something, my friends. Canadian truckers. Who'da thunk? Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks up to the detriment of the big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying that stock. A financial war and a fight for control is being waged against Americans. With all of this volatility, it's never been more important to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings. With over 40 years' experience and tens of thousands of satisfied clients, Nick will help you make informed decisions. Now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show, coming to you from glorious San Francisco. I'm kidding. You know what's glorious? Florida, Texas, North Dakota. There are glorious places in the country. It's a completely divided country. It's as close to a black and white moral difference as you can get. Normally, but often in life, you know, people say, well, it's not black and white, and that's true. There are times when it's not. For example, marital difficulties. It's very rarely black and white. That's correct. But there are times where there is true moral clarity. And the case with the left destroys everything, as you know. Listen to Trudeau. And the Prime Minister of Canada, he's not a good man, and I will analyze what he says, because the truckers have really thrown him for a loop. The left expects people to obey everything they say, no matter how irrational, no matter how not based in science or morality or reason. You don't obey us, we crush you. You are fired. Has this happened in Canadian history? Has this happened in American history? No. And people are supposed to accept it. Because when the left is in power, that's all that matters, is leftist power. So Trudeau, a true nothing. North America is led by two nothings. I don't know if Trudeau is as corrupt as Biden. Biden is as corrupt as any president or politician has ever been. Got his family rich, himself rich, while being a senator. You think that was done honestly? But I don't care. If he were corrupt and otherwise did a good job as the president, I'd live with it. Anyway, here is the Prime Minister of Canada.
Liberals are trying to blockade our economy.
Okay, I'm going to comment on occasion here. You are trying to blockade their ability to live. Is that not clear? There's nothing dealing with what has caused the truckers to do this. They were called the heroes of Canada by Trudeau 2 years ago. Now they're the villains of Canada. You do not want to enable them to have the dignity, not to mention the money, that comes from having a job. Because of your foolish, destructive, idiotic idea that they can't work if they're not vaccinated. You and the left everywhere are the cause of this entire issue in Ottawa. You, not the truckers, you. You could stop it in a second. You can keep your jobs, truckers. Just say that, you liar. Continue, please.
Democracy and our fellow citizens' daily lives. It has to stop.
Okay, wait a minute. The daily life of the truckers is being ruined. Their daily life doesn't matter. The daily life of the Ottawa sheep that took a vaccine and gave it to their children who should not have one. who hurt children. You thug. I'm angry, by the way. I don't know if you could tell. Continue, please.
The people of Ottawa don't deserve to be harassed in their own neighborhoods.
The truckers don't deserve to be fired from their jobs. Please continue.
They don't deserve to be confronted with the inherent violence of a swastika flying on a street.
Oh, a swastika. Oh, you demagogue. You thuggish demagogue. How many swastikas were there? And do we know if the person having the swastika was actually one of the trucker supporters? Do we know that? You think this is a demonstration for Nazism? You leftist liar, which is always, always redundant. Continue.
Or a Confederate flag.
Right.
Or the insults and jeers just because they're wearing a mask. That's not who Canadians are. That's not what Canadians demonstrated over the past 2 years.
That's right, Canadians. You demonstrated that you are sheep and reelected me. That's correct. Just as Americans did, by the way. This is not anti-Canadian. This is anti-sheep.
Of consistently, continually being there for
being each other. There. Ah, being there. Ah, like Chauncey Gardner. That's correct. Being there. Canadians, you were being there. You know what the story of Being There, that movie, is about? It's about a guy who is whatever the environment demands that he be. And Canadians, you certainly were being there. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. All of you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have their box stores or any shopping channels. They've been part of this canceled culture, and they want to pass on the savings directly to you. You can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, now $24.98 with the promo code. Or king size, regularly $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to my new beds. Promo code also works on mystore.com and frankspeech.com. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-761-6302. Use the promo code Prager to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's mypillow.com, promo code Prager, or 800-761-6302.
I'm Dennis Prager, and the Prime Minister of Canada. His contempt, I think it's great, actually. I love clarity. It is so clear how despicable the left is when Trudeau speaks, when AOC speaks. It's the clarity is great. You're scum work. You're Nazis and racists, you truckers. That's what the Prime Minister of Canada is saying to the people who deliver the food to Canadians. You are Nazis and racists. Can you get more thuggish than that? This man is low. He is so contemptible that it says something about every single Canadian who voted for him. Just as it says something, and these include people I love who voted for Biden. Yes. At the very least, it says you didn't have the fortitude to vote for the alternative. Because you're so used to voting for the Democrats here or for Trudeau's party in Canada that the thought of voting in the United States, I am above voting for Donald Trump. I'm a better human being than Trump. So the fact that Trump did great good for the country is irrelevant. I am better than Trump. Biden is like me. That's what liberals, forget the left. Liberals who voted, I know these people, they're close to me in many cases. They couldn't vote for Trump because they feel they're better than Trump. Not what is good for America. That was not the animating question. Am I better than Trump? Can I vote for such an unimpressive person in their mind? Which is not the way you vote, dear friends. You vote on what is good for your country and for the world, for that matter.
Being there for each other.
Yes.
The people of Ottawa, indeed, people across the country, deserve to have their safety respected and deserve to get their lives back.
Is that it? Is that the end of the... Yeah. Where the truckers, you don't deserve to get your lives back. You are Nazi scum. That's it. Though, so, of course, the CBC, which is indistinguishable from the American left-wing media, the CBC parrots the line, Nazis and racists, the truckers. See how many truckers, or at least that I saw, who were not even white, who were immigrants? Doesn't matter. None of it matters. You don't get a vaccine, you're fired, even if you had COVID. This is a singular time, folks. You got to take a side. Sorry. You got to take a side. You think the truckers are Nazis and racists? Curious. You're a nice leftist progressive individual who went to a prestigious college and got a degree in being an ingrate. Tell me something. Do you believe the truckers are Nazis and racists? I promise I will treat you as I do all callers with great respect. I'd like to hear a person. This is what I really would like. I'd like to put Trudeau on a lie detector. And I would, do you believe that the truckers are Nazis? I know he knows he's lying. Okay? This is a rare time. I think most of the leftists don't know that they're lying and believe their lies. I think Trudeau knows he's lying. And I would like to put him, I'd like to put anybody who thinks the truckers are Nazis or racists, that's what is animating them, I'd like to put them on a lie detector. You believe the truckers in Canada are Nazis? Yeah, that's right. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Chuck. Hello, Chuck. I'm not hearing Chuck, my friends. Chuck is not talking.
Hello?
That's why I'm not hearing.
Hello?
Now hello? Chuck is talking. Yes, hello.
Hey, Dennis, first-time caller, long-time listener. I first want to thank you for all the wisdom you share with us every day. Wisdom is a precious and rare commodity in today's society.
Yes.
But anyhow, I was calling to comment on very soon the Biden administration is going to implement the healthcare worker mandate. And as a result, thousands of healthcare workers around the country will lose their jobs. This is going to stress an already thin workforce and may be devastating in places such as our nursing homes, but I'm not seeing any coverage of this.
All right, that's interesting. Let me comment on that. I don't know where you're not seeing it, but you're probably right. And the mainstream media, certainly not. Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. Chuck in Pittsburgh wanted to know, why isn't there more coverage of the mandate that will have thousands of people in healthcare fired because they won't take a vaccine? By the way, isn't that interesting? Do these people not know science? The nurses and doctors and others in hospital work, these people who won't get vaccinated, people are still pushing the vaccine when outside of the United States, where the CDC lies for a living, from Britain and Israel, we're learning that people who are vaccinated are at least as likely to get COVID as people who are not vaccinated and be hospitalized, that this has essentially zero impact on Omicron, that children are at much greater risk, much greater risk from getting the vaccine than from getting COVID. Okay, there's a much greater risk to your health. Now, it's not a great risk in either case. But if you want to know which is more dangerous for a child, COVID or the vaccine, statistically, it's the vaccine. But you don't hear about that because the mainstream media have as much commitment to truth as I do to marbles. I just picked something esoteric. I happen to like marbles, so maybe that's not a completely valid analogy. Anyway, that was why there's coverage on the right. There's no coverage on the left. Bob in Park Ridge, Illinois. Hello.
Hi. I wanted to just take a moment and ask you if you would acknowledge that whether or not the entire trucker protest in Canada is about objectionable things like white supremacy and racism, would you acknowledge that there are racists among the leaders of the protest?
Among the leaders? I strongly suspect not, but it let me ask you a question, because I knew what you were going to ask, so I took the call. I don't want to be fired because I'm not vaccinated have to do with race? Let's say they're all racist. What do you think let's say every single leader is a racist. They all hate blacks. That's what you're asking. Let's say that were true. What does it have to do with what they're protesting about?
Well, I don't think that particular sentiment is in and of itself racist. No.
Wait, which sentiment? I hate blacks? That is racist.
No. The first thing you said, I don't want to get fired for not being vaccinated.
Right.
I don't think
wait. So what is the protest about? Race, or I don't want to be fired if I'm not vaccinated?
I think that it is probably about different things to different people. But if I may...
Really? Wait. Why would it be about race if the issue is I don't want to be fired if I'm not vaccinated? Hold on.